In a country of immigrants, can anyone say who is a real American? Maybe only an American Indian. But then you'd have to ask, what's an Indian? That question was central to every book written by Native American critic and novelist Lewis Owens. Last week, Lewis Owens took his own life. Writer Joseph Bruschak has this remembrance.
Our culture is so confused about race. It's taken for granted that while one fraction of African ancestry makes one black, one drop of anything less than indigenous blood makes you into a breed, less than a real Indian. Yet somehow out of his own mixed-blood background, Owens managed to speak with clear and passionate honesty. He did so in the face of discrimination and questions of identity that perhaps only another Indian of less than pure heritage can fully understand. His family came from that dumping ground of dreams where more than 100 trails of tears terminated. Those territories, ironically deemed Indian land forever, that became the stolen state of Oklahoma in November of 1907. Traveling, always from place to place, that was his story, too. He lived in the Deep South as a child, then further west. As he said in Mixed Blood Messages, his brilliant collection of essays about literature, family, and place, on one side of Oklahoma lay the comforting darkness of Mississippi and my Choctaw and Irish grandparents next to the Yazoo River. On the other side was a sweep of desert and then the brilliant light of California, a place where I never stopped being a stranger. Stranger or not, Lewis Owens truly loved America, a land so beautiful it hurt his heart to see it mistreated. Resisting ecological destruction was as central to his work as the question of Native identity. In his novel, Wolf Song, the main character, Tom Joseph, is young, mixed-blood, savvy about hunting and tracking as the author himself. Fighting against the destruction of the wilderness, Tom ends up hunted like the wolves he loves. Lewis Owens didn't die in the wilderness. He was in an airport parking lot in Albuquerque when he fired the bullet at his own heart. I don't know what anguish drove him there, leaving behind stunned students and colleagues, a beloved wife and two adored daughters whispering why. Like the questions he always asked, there are no easy answers. But I was told by one of my own teachers, we should never measure any life by one moment of despair. And our old people say the spirits of those who die rise high above trees and mountains to the Milky Way, that ancient path called the Wolf Road. Lewis's feet now travel that trail. His ancestors open their arms to his pure spirit among the healing stars.
Joseph Bruschak is an Abenaki storyteller.